Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join in, you can dial on up at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And of course, you can take control and bring up whatever you want to discuss. But on the way here tonight, we got the apparently a corrections officer. Nikki's got this story on the way. Who took a bribe to let the male prisoners or the male inmates in to the female block. And, well, you can imagine things didn't go very well after that. We'll tell you that story coming up here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. But, Bonnie, you and I had a similar story that we happen to have together in the show prep for tonight. And that is about depression, and you wanted to share that. Something that a lot of people, we were just talking, I think it was last night, about just the insane amount of people that claim that they have anxiety and depression.
You and Aria were talking about it on the show yesterday?
Yeah, we just happened to be talking about that this week. I think it was yesterday, if not the night before, but I think it was last night. And it seems very, very common amongst young people. Now, the two of you are, I think, our two youngest hosts. You're still in your 20s.
Plus, you count Zephin.
Zephin's an occasional host, but yeah, I guess he is younger than you guys. But it seems like a thing. Nikki, when you were going through high school or college or whatever, did you have a lot of people that have anxiety around you?
Oh, yeah. And especially now, it's like the cool thing. Like, being a sad girl is cool. It's like a personality trait. So, and it doesn't make sense because you would think that being happy and fun to be around would be more cool, but for some reason, it's like a badge of honor to like have depression or anxiety or any of these other mental illnesses.
Even the quote-unquote coolness of it is just in these people's minds. Like, the idea that you're actually going to be like creating, a cool persona that people want to be around is completely just mad. It's just that people on the internet will give you more attention, but in real life, no one wants to be around somebody who makes that their entire personality. Like Nikki said, like, it is actually, you know, the opposite.
Is it true that no one wants to be around them? Because, I mean, you hear a lot about it. Is it just something people talk about online? Or do people actually get together and say, man, I'm so depressed. Oh, yeah, I'm really depressed, too. Boy, it really sucks to be depressed. And talk about how awful life is. I can't imagine that those people are not doing that in real life as well.
They probably are. And I know self-harming is a really big thing now. And it's kind of seen as, like, a cool thing to do. So sometimes, like, cliques of girls, it's usually girls, but sometimes guys, too, will, like,
cut themselves together?
Well, maybe not together, but they'll be like, oh, well, I see that you have cuts on your wrists, and I do, too, so, like, now we're going to be friends. It's like, it's a weird thing, like back in the day it was the Blood Brothers, where you would cut the palm of your hand and then put your blood together. It's kind of like that.
So weird.
It's definitely not new. Like, when I was in the end of elementary school is when I first started hearing about friends that, like, I cut. Like, my mom grounded me, so I cut.
It's amazing that people even talk about that. I mean, like, to me, it would seem like an embarrassing thing to do something like that. But I guess they're reaching out to some extent to try to feel like they can connect with somebody over this habit, this nasty habit. And I think what we're going to find out here is that depression is just a habit. And, Bonnie, you've got a story here. It's a habit of thinking that people get into, and then they blame, oh, well, it's my brain. It's a problem with a chemical imbalance. And I, having known people who claim to be depressed, and usually also a lot of them claim to be anxious at the same time or whatever, but this article focuses specifically on depression. Having known people in my life who've made this claim, they always swear it's not them, it's just the chemicals, and they need to have some other chemical that they can take forever, every single day.
Well, that's what Big Pharma wants them
to
think.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, to some extent, if you believe a thing, then it's definitely true, right?
Especially when it involves your brain.
Yeah.
If you think a certain way, yeah, that can affect your brain.
So what do we need to know here, Bonnie? What's the news that's actually making it into the mainstream?
This here? From Metro.uk. Depression is not caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain, say scientists. There is no clear evidence that depression is caused by low serotonin levels, research suggests. The new review, which analyzed existing studies, suggests the condition is not likely caused by a chemical imbalance and calls into question what antidepressants do. So, like, one of the... I posted about this on Twitter, and one of the, you know, feedbacks, pushbacks I got about it was, oh, well, this isn't... I don't know how to explain it, but somebody said that the people who... I don't know the facts, so off the top of my head, but the people who did this study work for some kind of pack or something that is against antidepressants. But all they did was review existing studies. So it's not like they went and made a new study that was, you know, really pushed on their side to make it like, oh, it's just going to show up to show that what we believe. It's reviewing studies that already happened.
Well, are they making money off of it? Like, what would their incentive be to lie about this, you know? Where pharmaceutical companies absolutely are making millions and millions and millions of dollars by telling people that they have a chemical imbalance in their brain. There's no way to fix it through meditation, through different thinking, through, like, healthy habits. The only way to fix it is to take our drugs that are very expensive.
Forever, for the rest of your life. I mean, it's probably more like billions a year. I mean,
millions is
really on the small side. If you think about COVID and all that and the multiple tens of billions or hundreds of billions they've made off of that, depression is, it's got to be huge.
The amount of people I know that have been on them is like, I don't know, like it seems like half of the people my age.
Yeah, it's not small. What else do we need to know?
This page keeps moving itself. Okay, researchers say their findings are important as studies show that as many as 85 to 90% of the public believes that depression is caused by low serotonin or a chemical imbalance. Most antidepressants are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and were originally said to work by correcting abnormally low serotonin levels. There is no other accepted way by which antidepressants affect the symptoms of depression. Lead author Joanna Moncrief, a professor of psychiatry at UCL. So, you know, she's a professor. It's not like she's a quack.
I mean, professors can be quacks.
But it's not like she's just some mom who
has
antidepressants.
Yeah, some random person,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is a consultant...
Well, just hold on. As they point out here, if 85 to 90% of the public has this belief, which, of course, has been parroted by mainstream media, has been parroted by
the feds
doctors,
online.
You know, you name it, for probably decades now. So that's why it's 85 to 90%. Anybody that goes against that is going to get significant pushback. There are going to be people, not just the pharmaceutical industry, but the true believers, the people who have always been told that this is true, that that's what they believe is true, and they could not possibly believe, be led to this. You know, cognitive dissonance is a tough thing, right? Like cognitive dissonance, the idea that people push back naturally, it's just sort of a human thing to do. They push back against any evidence to suggest that they could be wrong about something. And it's one thing to have cognitive dissonance when it comes to, say, like a political belief, because usually that's referring to something outside of you. Even though you have the belief, it's about a political party or it's about an issue or something that's going on, usually external to you. And so you can eventually, with enough evidence and, you know, some peer pressure or whatever, you could change that belief, and it's not going to shock you to your core, I don't think. But to come to the conclusion that you've been wrong for your entire life, or however many years you've had depression, quote-unquote.
You've been wrong and lied to.
Yes, and you
by
believe
everyone.
That. And you believe that for so long. You believe that this is your problem, that is your brain that has a chemical imbalance. To come to that conclusion, to get over that particular form of cognitive dissonance, must be even more difficult.
Well, what it really does is it takes the responsibility out of it. So people need to take self-responsibility for their own thoughts and their own lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. So when you tell somebody who firmly believes, I have a chemical imbalance and I need to take these drugs to feel better and it's not my fault, once you try to give them the responsibility of their own treatment, that's very confronting for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a really important point. A lot of people want to blame somebody else, or something outside of their control. And I think what you're going to get to here, Bonnie, is that the people that looked at these studies are saying, well, maybe, and I don't know if they come to this conclusion, I've not seen this myself, but maybe it can be something that an individual can just fix on their own without.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, we recommend you head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Bitcoin nudged up a little bit earlier today. It is now at 22,800 and change for one Bitcoin. But remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin if you want to get into cryptocurrency. You can buy a fraction of it. You can buy 50 bucks worth, 20 bucks worth. It just depends on, you know, what you are willing to put up there and potentially lose because, you know, it is a risky thing. You do need to learn some things about it. Although over time, most people who have gotten into it, anybody that got into it prior to the year 2020 is probably up compared to where it is today because it's only down from its high last year, but it's still higher than it was in the first 11 years that it existed. So just you have to zoom out whenever you're looking at the price changes on Bitcoin to get a perspective on it. But go and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll start learning about some of the basics about cryptocurrency and what makes it different from the old government monies and the bankers' monies that we've been used to for so many generations. Once again, Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You're never too late to get into the world of cryptocurrency. And you can also get the latest news headlines on their news site. It's updated every day over at news.bitcoin.com. Bonnie, you are sharing with us a, what they call them, I believe, a meta study, which is a study of studies where they look at, I don't know how many studies, but they looked at multiple studies and surprise, these researchers found that apparently depression is not actually caused by low serotonin levels, which is, of course, the standard viewpoint about depression, and they say, according to their findings, 85 to 90% of the public believes that depression is caused by some sort of a chemical imbalance in people's brains. And they're saying, not so fast.
Yes, and I would like to say, before we even get any deeper into it, I'm not saying depression doesn't exist. We were talking about this during the break. I think that people can be depressed. I think that this study is good news for anyone who feels that way, because it means that you're able to help yourself. You're able to get completely better, not go on a pill that you're paying for the rest of your life that makes you numb to human emotions, which are an important part of growing as an individual, healing our world together.
Speaking of people who are numb to human emotions, aren't like almost all of the school shooters on these drugs?
Yeah. Yep. Well, you should see the side effects of SSRIs. It's homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, increased depression. So I just don't understand why they're even giving them to people when homicidal thoughts is a possible side effect.
And, you know, some of them that aren't as nasty but still bad. I always tell this story of a friend of ours who was a co-host here on Free Talk Live in the early days. His name was Mike. And he was on, I forget which one, or more than one or whatever. He was on one of these things. And he said it made him break out all over his back, like acne on his back all over the place. It killed his sex drive as well. And so, like, even if he had a sex drive, he had acne all over his back, which didn't make him feel particularly attractive in that particular case. And it's just like, how is that not causing you to have depression, right? Like, now you have no interest in sex, and you are really unattractive as a result of taking these pills.
Like,
that's helping?
It wouldn't have been any better to just, you know, go change your friendships, change your lifestyle, go outside more, take more walks, get a dog.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of people don't want to do that, and I'm not saying that about your friends, but a lot of people don't want to take responsibility of their own lives, and they don't want to make the necessary lifestyle changes to positively reflect their mental health.
Well, and to be fair to somebody who's depressed, they don't want it because they're depressed, right?
Yeah, you have low energy and motivation.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
It's hard to convince. Like, you can see that there have been other studies that say one of the best things you can do if you're depressed is go take a walk. You know, get out of your surroundings. Get some fresh air.
Yeah, vitamin D.
Right. Get some sunlight. See some nature. And just, you know, move. Physical exercise is good. And you can tell these people that. They don't care.
But the best thing about the way that we look at this study, that we're not just like, oh no, we don't have, you know, we don't have that anymore. We're the type of people that will look at that and see it as good news that, you know, it's not a chemical imbalance in people's brain. It's because we have a sense of personal responsibility. That's why we're all voluntarists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I think that the average person who claims to be depressed is that way because they're just completely irresponsible, like children. It's just the way the society has completely brainwashed people into believing, you know, that the world owes you something. The world owes you something, and it's not, you know, you don't feel good. You should go get fixed by someone else. There's nothing inside of you that can fix yourself. And the thing about it is the fact that it's really hard to pull yourself out instead of getting pulled out, so quote unquote, by these pills, it just makes it that much more amazing to be just human once you pulled yourself out and,
you've accomplished something.
You've accomplished something
yourself. Amazing.
You've transformed. Yeah, I just wanted to get all that stuff out before we continued on, because I don't like sounding like those type of, you know, millennials are idiots. They aren't really depressed. Just, you know, rub some dirt on it. You know, I don't like to sound like that. But I think that's how some people took it when I posted about it on Twitter. All right, the lead author, Joanna Moncrief, a professor of psychiatry at UCL, is a consultant psychiatrist, which psychiatrist instead of psychologist means she prescribes drugs, so
That's right.
Like even more, reason she might want to keep people thinking that they have an imbalance and need drugs.
Sure.
Well, and she probably has a lot of experience with it, too, because she sees people, she works closely with them, so she sees the effect of certain antidepressants.
Oh, yeah. It says she is a consultant psychiatrist at Northeast London NHS Foundation Trust. She said, quote, it is always difficult to prove a negative, but I think we can safely say that after a vast amount of research conducted over several decades, there is no convincing evidence that depression is caused by serotonin abnormalities, particularly by lower levels or reduced activity of serotonin. The popularity of the chemical imbalance theory of depression has coincided with a huge increase in the use of antidepressants. Prescriptions for antidepressants have risen dramatically since the 1990s, with 1 in 6 adults in England and 2% of teenagers now prescribed an antidepressant in any given year.
I'm surprised it's that low, honestly. I mean, I feel like...
Is that just England? Because I feel like it's way bigger.
I mean, but, you know, they're both Western societies, so we could presumably extrapolate that there's similar levels in the U.S., but maybe it is much worse here. I don't know. That'd be something worth looking into. I feel like it's more than that. But then again, 1 in 6 is also a fairly large number as far as adults.
She continues, many people take antidepressants because they have been led to believe, their depression has a biochemical cause, but this new research suggests this belief is not grounded in evidence. Professor Moncrief added, thousands of people suffer from side effects of antidepressants, including the severe withdrawal effects that can occur when people try to stop them, yet prescription rates continue to rise.
Yeah, they say this is something you should not quit cold turkey,
right? Oh, no, yeah.
And if you've been on it for a certain amount of years, like my old friend, who I'm not friends with anymore, was on Zoloft since she was 10, and she's 2 years older than me. She believes, I don't know if it's true, that she can never go off it or she'll die. I mean, that's what the doctors say.
That's awful.
What?
I think it's child abuse to put your kids on antidepressants at 10 years old.
That's insane. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to tell us...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research in the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he's reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on legislation meant to advance President Biden's agenda on taxes and climate change. The news comes after Manchin had previously stepped away from talks related to climate and tax provisions, saying he was more focused on lowering drug costs. Prosecution testimony is apparently nearing an end in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Assistant State Attorney Michael Satz telling a judge Wednesday the state expects to wrap up its case against Cruz next week. The defense would then begin calling witnesses in the trial that's expected to last several more months. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people and wounding 17 others at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The jury will decide if he gets a death penalty or life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want to talk about quitting antidepressants, or if you defeated depression in your own way without using some pharmaceutical chemical, you're welcome to join us here. Bring up whatever you want as well. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bonnie, something you said on the air a few moments ago was that you'd heard that Zoloft will kill you even if you try to get off it by weaning off. That apparently is not true.
Well,
you can wean off these things, but it's a slow process. It's not real clear how long it takes, but it's a
4 years from a girl that I've known since I was like 12, who's been on it since she was 10. So, yeah, I just thought for sure it must be true.
Well, a lot of them, you're told not to stop cold turkey.
I've heard that.
So you have to slowly taper down the dose, or else there's some legitimate physical effects that you might have that aren't good.
Correct. Yeah, there was a certain term for that. Basically, it's like a discontinuation syndrome, I think is what they call it. And it's some pretty ugly effects. So, yeah, you definitely want to take your time getting off these things if you are on them. But, of course, it's best to not start them in the first place. And, Bonnie, you're telling us a story from, it's in various different sources, but the Metro in the UK is reporting on it, looking at a meta study of other studies, and the people that looked at these studies are saying there really isn't any evidence that there's chemical imbalance that causes depression. That's my understanding so far. So what else do we need to know?
Yes, this woman, Professor Moncrief, who is head of this study, she's a psychiatrist herself, so she's prescribing drugs, but she doesn't believe that. She doesn't believe the amount of drugs prescribed are really necessary. She says, "We believe this situation has been driven partly by the false belief that depression is due to a chemical imbalance. It is high time to inform the public that this belief is not grounded in science. unquote. The Umbrella Review looked at all relevant studies that have been published in the most important fields of research on serotonin and depression. In total, these involved tens of thousands of participants. Wow. One of the findings was that research was compared, or that compared levels of serotonin and its breakdown products in the blood or brain fluids did not find a difference between people diagnosed with depression and healthy people. The authors... Wait, what?
Just...
The authors also looked at studies where serotonin levels were artificially lowered in hundreds of people. These studies have been cited as demonstrating that a serotonin deficiency is linked to depression, but a review of the research available in 2007 and a sample of recent studies found that lowering serotonin in this way did not produce depression in hundreds of healthy volunteers.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Other studies looked at the effects of stressful life events and found that the more stressful life events a person had experienced, the more likely they were to be depressed.
Makes
and see,
sense.
That's the thing that has always made sense to me. Like, people who like to say, oh, I have depression and you're not depressed. I feel like it's some form of crazy hubris and, like, an a-hole thing to say, like, oh, I just happen to have a brain that is like that, and you couldn't possibly understand what I'm going through. Like, I'm not even going to ask what you've been through, what your life is like, and I know nothing about it, but I'm depressed. If you haven't been diagnosed with a chemical imbalance in your brain, you couldn't understand what it... And I don't think that most people mean it that way. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous when you're, like, looking at it in real terms.
Well, and it does make sense that a lot more people are having depression nowadays because of the cost of living rising and wages not really matching that. Lockdowns. Children are under so much stress, even in public schools, mm-hmm. where they're forced to sit in a chair 8 hours a day, and then they're even given more homework. They have no time to play, so it's
stressful.
It's no wonder that children and adults are under way more stress nowadays.
Yeah, and I've heard what you're talking about, Bonnie, with the diagnosed depression person definitely feels like they're in a very special category and no one else except someone else who's been through the diagnosis and is, you know, similarly circumstanced could possibly relate to them. And I think a lot of people have had whatever small bouts or long bouts with depression in their lives through various different circumstances. And there's just a difference in the kind of person who believes that they can overcome whatever it is that life throws at them, whether it be some sort of external circumstance or something internal, which is, of course, what we're talking about with depression. And then there's the person who just wants to have a pill as the way out. They need a doctor and a so-called expert that they can trust in.
And the thing about it with this, as with everything, is if you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you're right.
That's true.
Well, and especially for me, with my own personal experience, when I was probably in middle school, I was experiencing some form of depression or whatever. And to be completely honest, now reflecting on it as an adult, I really just see that I was attention-seeking.
Mm.
Like, I really just wanted attention and validation from, like, maybe my parents, my family, and my peers. So I was kind of...
So if you're unwell, you're going to get more attention.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So that's what it was for me, but I was able to kind of resolve these things through changing my thinking, going into spirituality, diving into yoga.
What led you down that road? I mean, when you were telling people that you weren't feeling well or that you were feeling depressed, were they trying to take you to doctors?
Well,
or how did you end up going that way?
I think it was just being in toxic online communities where it was seen as cool, and maybe some of my friends were exhibiting some of the same things, mm-hmm. so it was just a sense of togetherness, mm-hmm. you know, and then...
We can be miserable together.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Misery loves company, right?
Yes.
So stuff like that, and then I also danced a lot when I was a kid, and I think maybe the stress from that and, you know, body image issues of feeling like you need, you know, ballet is really hardcore, so like you need to look a certain way and act a certain way, and it's very, very strict. So I think all of those were just a very stressful combination for me, and it was just the only way that I could explain the way I was feeling. But once I, and it was actually funny, it all kind of happened at once. Once I started using psychedelics, smoking pot, I stopped dancing, I started, you know, diving into spirituality. I started practicing yoga. Once I made those really, you know, fundamental changes in my life, I saw the world a completely different way, and it was like, you know, I had, all of a sudden I could see rainbows instead of storm clouds, you know what I mean? And I've seen a lot of other people do stuff like that. I've seen people who have severe PTSD take mushrooms, and that
and
can,
it's cured.
You know, and I'm not saying that that works for everybody.
No, and I think that's what I wanted to point out about this, is somebody who has also used, you know, some psychedelics in my life and cannabis regularly until I got, you know, my house raided, and I haven't used it since then. But, you know, prior to that, since I was 16, basically, the old statement about cannabis is that, you know, it will actually make some depression worse. Like, you're not guaranteed to solve your depression.
I think it can, because it gives you, like, a mirror of, like, it shows you what's going on. And if you're not willing to face that, you'll think, oh, this, you know, this is freaking me out. This is, you know, making me more depressed. Or it,
I mean, possibly. I know I used to smoke pot a lot, and then nowadays if I do that, I get really paranoid and really anxious. So, you know, I think it can be a medicine used for people at different points in their life, and I think maybe we grow out of it, or maybe we don't need it anymore, and obviously everybody has to follow a different path.
Sure.
But
I think that your intentions are important when it comes to things like this. So there's the kind of person who would use not just cannabis, but alcohol or some other drug as an escape, right? Like, oh, well, you know, I'm depressed, so I'm just going to get high. That's a different viewpoint than somebody who is looking to have kind of a spiritual journey.
A sacrament.
Or, yes, using it as a sacramental purpose for self-exploration and, you know, review. Those are very different reasons for using the same drug. So it definitely depends on your intentions going into it, I think, big time.
I think a lot of people use marijuana for escapism. And I think if you respect a living plant, which is what marijuana is, which is what all plants are. You know, they have their own minds and sentience. And when you ingest any kind of plant that has, like, a medicinal effect like that, it's communing with you. I think that if you're abusing it, it's going to show you. I don't think it's going to abuse you back. I think it just shows you what's going on in your life, and a lot of times it's not pretty.
Some people don't want to see that. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More about depression coming.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to tell us your story about how you were on some of these SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and you got off of them, and you managed to beat depression in your own way. Or maybe you never even got on them in the first place, and you have a story about how you got through depression and bested it, and now you're a more positive person, or whatever. Whatever your story is, feel free to give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Because what you're sharing with us, Bonnie, is a major study of other studies. So a meta-study, as they call it, looked at a thousand, I don't know, hundreds or whatever. They looked at studies that totaled tens of thousands of patients and over a series of, I don't know, probably some decades here. And they went back and they found out that there's just no evidence whatsoever that a chemical imbalance is the cause of depression. And this is a shocker for a lot of people out there, with upwards of 90% of Americans, people in general, that believe that depression is just a chemical imbalance. You just need to take a pill to solve that problem.
And, you know, I've never wanted to get into, like, an argument with people about this. I've always just held my tongue because I've always just had, like, kind of an intuitive belief.
Right.
That there's no way it's an incurable and it's just in your brain.
But it's the pharmaceutical companies that are pitching a product.
Yeah,
kind of a sensitive subject, too.
Exactly. So, but the thing is, you wouldn't say that because as soon as you said anything to somebody, if you were going to say, why don't you try meditation, they would get insulted.
That's right.
And they would say, it's not that easy. I have a chemical imbalance. Like, that's their,
the doctors,
like,
told me.
That's their, like, you know, no more talking about it phrase is, it's a chemical imbalance.
Well, and you know what? I've stopped trying to play the hero with people. You know, I'm just done playing that game. I've tried to help people and share my story with them and say, hey, like, here's what I've done to cure some of my depression and anxiety, or, you know, these things worked for me and other people. But people just don't want to hear it. They don't, you know, I'll share with people, but it's, you know, there were so many people who because yoga really, really worked for me. I mean, it just really changed my life. So there were some people who I knew were really depressed, but I reached out to them and I'm like, listen, I'm going to save you. Like, I'm going to save your life. Like, this is,
Doesn't work.
I got really excited about it. And then I realized you can't hero people.
Mm-mm.
They have to do it themselves and they have to be ready for it. So,
because there's no outside source. There's no magic pill that'll make your life better. There's, you know, not another person getting in a relationship isn't going to fix your life. You have to fix it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know what? Even if I did conduct a yoga class or, like, shared meditation with somebody, that wouldn't necessarily help them because, like you said, you have to be on that level yourself. So even if you're doing these practices, unless you're in that mindset and ready to really dive into it and do the true inner work that it takes, it's just not going
to
work.
You have to want to change. To be able to change yourself.
Did they learn in this study?
They were talking about right before the break that other studies looked at the effects of stressful life events and found that the more stressful life events a person had experienced, the more likely they were to be depressed. And it says one early study found a relationship between stressful events, the type of serotonin transporter gene a person had, and the chance of depression. However, larger, more comprehensive studies suggest that this was a false finding. These findings led the authors to conclude that there is, quote, no support for the hypothesis that depression is caused by lowered serotonin activity or concentrations. Some evidence suggests that believing low mood is caused by a chemical imbalance leads people to have a pessimistic outlook on the likelihood of recovery and the possibility of managing moods without medical help. It's pretty obvious.
It's just all through. They put it all out there. I am amazed that this information is actually hitting the mainstream media because this is in a lot of different. This study.
I mean, there's also hit pieces coming out. Somebody linked to me.
Oh, sure.
Look at this, and it was Vice. Like that's some kind of authority.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were saying, oh, this study is actually flawed.
Well, the people who have an interest, like you were talking about earlier, the pharmaceutical corporations and the people who are just dyed in the wool with this belief system. They're going to defend it.
Yeah, well, they're going to pay people who are buyable, like Vice, mm-hmm. to come out with stories saying.
Well, I don't even know if it's that they are being paid. There's probably people that work for Vice that are quote unquote depressed people or whatever, and they're on these SSRIs, and they, you know, their doctor's a good person. And
changing
so
the worldview is
how
so
dare this
impossible.
Not be true. I mean, so what you just said there is really important that having that belief system that, oh, well, I've got a chemical imbalance, and so therefore this is going to be my life for the rest of my life, and it's going to suck, and then you just live into that. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is one of the oldest, you know, kind of concepts in psychology. It's a real thing. People believe themselves to be a certain thing, and they never change that, and that's the way it is.
That's
and
what they become.
They could change it. That's what they're. I think that's what they're trying to say in this article here.
Well, and imagine how different the world would be if doctors were using diet and lifestyle changes instead of drugs to help cure people's depression and anxiety.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't get that really nice cruise from the pharmaceutical
exactly,
company.
Exactly, yeah, they wouldn't get the kickback.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the research, there is also evidence from other studies that people who used antidepressants had lower levels of serotonin in their blood. The scientists say this indicates that some evidence was consistent with the possibility that long-term antidepressant use reduces serotonin concentrations.
Whoa, wouldn't that be a shocker? That using these pharmaceuticals that are supposed to help you are actually
giving you the
you
issue
worse.
Well, it's fine. They'll just give you more drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's a drug for that, too.
There's a drug right? to fix the side effects of the last drug.
Oh, God.
This may imply that the increase in serotonin that some antidepressants produce in the short term could lead to compensatory changes in the brain that produce the opposite effect in the long term.
Wow.
Professor Moncrief said, quote, we do not understand what antidepressants are doing to the brain exactly, and giving people this sort of misinformation prevents them from making an informed decision about whether to take antidepressants or not. Unquote.
I mean, can you imagine after however many decades these things have been around? It's certainly been my whole adult lifetime that these, you know, various variations of SSRIs have been around. After that many decades, for this professor to say, we don't understand what antidepressants are doing to the brain exactly. I mean, we're talking about experimental medication at this point. If you don't know what the medication does, then you are in an experimental category.
And like you pointed out that it's been around your whole adult life, but mm-hmm. you're not, you know, 1,000 years old. Things that people used to use for thousands of years have only recently been phased out or made illegal, like mushrooms and...
Mm-hmm.
DMT and all that stuff that can actually help you to find out how to help yourself. Those things got phased out of society, you know, fear-mongering, making them illegal, punishing people for taking them. And then this came along. This is really new. Like you're saying, it's an experimental drug.
Exactly. You mentioned the mushrooms. We touched on this a little bit here. It's worth really pointing out here, especially for anybody out there that is suffering from these problems, whether it be depression, PTSD, anxiety, whatever, you know, issues, mental issues you're suffering. It may be worth it to look into the therapeutic use of psilocybin containing mushrooms, MDMA, perhaps. Some of the more natural stuff, obviously, is probably going to be a little healthier for you. But to look at these under therapeutic settings, they've been doing interesting studies in the last 15 or so, certainly in the last decade, to look at these with relatively small sample sizes, but incredible success rates. We're talking about, and you touched on this earlier, Nikki, with PTSD, for instance, people that have been over in the military that have, you know, killed people or whatever it was that caused their PTSD, using a dose of, let's say, mushrooms under a therapeutic setting. Not just taking it and, you know, going to a rave or something like that, but having a therapist there to kind of hold your hand through it and ask you questions and specifically address some of the issues.
And you can also microdose, too. So a lot of people hear psychedelic mushrooms and they think that they're going to be tripping, and that can be scary for some people who aren't really interested in that. You can microdose and get very therapeutic effects from mushrooms.
Yep, that's true as well. Although I will say that it's not a scary thing. You don't have to do what they call a heroic dose to get an effect on this. But that's something worth looking into, because they've literally found that some people have severely reduced their symptoms of depression and PTSD. Others have cured them entirely. Like some people's PTSD has gone away and never come back.
And have you ever heard of that happening from someone going on Zoloft or Prozac?
No, it doesn't
happen.
Absolutely not. It usually makes it worse.
So these things can allow people to address the root cause of these issues, whatever they are. Maybe it was something you experienced in your past and you built a wall around it mentally. You don't think about whatever that was. This can bring those walls down and can allow people to really look inside themselves and deal with those stressors or whatever, those experiences that were negative, and come to some sort of understanding about them and put them away forever. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it works with everybody, but there's a lot of people who've tried all of the medically accepted techniques, failed miserably, and then had success with some of these natural...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.